Question 3. With any calculation, whether it is addition, subtraction, or something more complicated, there is a final step that children need to learn. It takes time to develop this skill, since most children, having just completed a sum, regard it as finished, and are desperate to get on to the next task. Checking a calculation doesn't necessarily mean going through all of the workings again. Some of the best checks are ones that establish there must have been a mistake, even if you don't know exactly what the mistake was. For example, the answer to 27 plus 42 cannot be 843 because both numbers are smaller than 100. We don't know what the mistake was, but we know for sure that there was one. Try to help your child to look out for obvious errors by developing a habit of asking, "Does this answer look sensible?"